Hello and welcome to the review show on Crime Time FM. I'm Paul Burke and I write about crime fiction. It's going to be a new format from now on. In addition to the occasional voice note from an author talking about their own books, my reviews will now be 100 words a book. Sharp, pithy reviews that I hope will still give you a full flavour of the book. So on with the April show. And a blockbuster to start. Think Twice, Harlan Coben. Sports agent Myron Bolitar is shocked when the FBI turn up to arrest his client for a double murder. Greg Downing died 3 years ago, and yet the DNA says different. Myron investigates with the mafia and the FBI on his tail. Conspiracy, frame-up and revenge loom large as the bodies drop. A return to form for the Uber book and TV creator. A significant upgrade on vanilla read, I Will Find You. Corkscrew plotting and mind-bending twists are plenty, reminiscent of Coben's top form. Memorable thriller characters from Myron and deadly business partner Wynn to oddball bit part players. This is Hurricane Force fun. Published by Century in hardback and coming on the 23rd of May. So this is an early shout out. Another Leviathan now. City in Ruins by Don Winslow. Sadly, Winslow's swan song. The final volume of the Danny Ryan trilogy. The Rhode Island grafter of humble origins is now a billionaire casino mogul in late 90s Vegas. His plans to take over the Strip provoke his rivals, and a body from the past refuses to stay buried. Finally legit, Danny is suddenly dragged into the dirtiest fight of his life, everything on the line. This epic tragedy, inspired by the gods, will go down as a masterwork of the crime fiction genre. Wonderfully complex characters caught in the moral maze of life and the elusive pursuit of happiness. Masterly. Thank you, Mr. Winslow. Hemlock Press, hardback, out now. Closer to home, we have the other tenant, Leslie Cara. Marlowe saves money as a live-in property guardian. She shouldn't have accepted her late job minding her old school prior to development, though. This was the scene of her best friend's terrible death. Old wounds resurface when one of the other property guardians, Haley, goes missing. Marlowe, facing her own demons, investigates her co-tenants. Past and present soon collide with deadly consequences. A skillfully plotted suspense thriller with a gripping narrative. This close-circle mystery has plenty of twists, and just when you think all the nasty secrets have come into the light, there's one final kicker to chill your heart. Published by Bantam Press in hardback on the 25th of April. Five Bad Seeds, Kaz Freer. Ellen is a good egg, mother and wife with a comfortable if busy life, until someone messages her threatening to teach her a lesson for past hurts. We're all a little self-centered, but Ellen never deliberately hurt anyone. Still, good intentions don't always have good outcomes. Someone is intent on wrecking her life. Their campaign is ramping up. Does Ellen fight back or fold? This is a witty, clever thriller, notching up ordinary transgressions to create the incendiary. It's all about perspective, and there are several voices in the narrative who have their say. Then there's the Five Bad Deeds. Published by Simon & Schuster in hardback. Two brilliant but very different historical novels now. The Skeleton Army by Alice Hawkins. Oxford, 1882, sees the return of Non, a young woman intent on education and making her own way in life, and academic Basil, hiding his sexuality in buttoned-down Victorian society. The Salvation Army preaches the gospel and temperance to the poor of the city. When one of their number is killed, the police seem indifferent to finding the killer. Fearless Non investigates. Are the secret Skeleton Army responsible? An enthralling, evocative mystery, authentically portraying the people, the city, and the Victorian era. The backdrop of class, privilege, sexual politics, women's rights helped to make this top-tier literary historical crime fiction. Published in hardback by Canelo Crime. The Voyager by Paul Carlucci. Maybe not exactly crime, but certainly literary historical noir, redolent with the evil things men do. This is a rites of passage as Alex, motherless and with an absent father, is left to fend for himself in 1830s Montreal. Shot and abandoned by companion Serge, Alex falls into the hands of Dr. Beaumont. the vulnerable young man must survive in a dog-eat-dog world, a frontier life at the mercy of brutal men and the wilderness. Loosely based on the life of the fur trader Alexis St. Martin, vivid and earthy, horrifying and yet poignant and heart-rending, the landscape has a cinematic quality. Published in hardback by Swift Press on the 18th of April. And now a word from Rachel McLean about her Dorset Crime series.
Hello, my name's Rachel McLean, and I'm the author of the Dorset Crime series, which has sold over 1 million copies in ebook and won the Kindle Storyteller Award. The first 3 books in the series are being republished by Hera on the 25th of April and will be available in all good bookshops. The series revolves around DCI Leslie Clark. She's a straight-talking city copper who doesn't suffer fools gladly, and she's been transferred to rural Dorset. After being injured in a bomb attack, Leslie is given a choice: early retirement or a transfer to somewhere quieter. But things don't stay calm for long. Before she's even started her new job, Leslie is dragged into investigating a murder at one of England's most iconic landmarks, the imposing Corfe Castle. Leslie must hit the ground running. Can she solve the murder before the killer strikes again?
Well, thank you very much, Rachel, for the insight into the Dorset Crime Series new editions. And so to finish off, 2 Japanese novels. First, Inspector Imanishi Investigates, by Seisho Masumoto, translated by Beth Carey. 1960s Tokyo. Rail workers find a body on the tracks at Katama Station, and Senior Inspector Imanishi inherits the case. The unknown male victim was heard to say Kamida in a bar the night before. No one knows its meaning, but it is significant. The hunt for the killer takes Imanishi across Japan. His locations coincide with the appearance of the Nouveau Group touring Western Theatre. Imanishi is a brilliant creation. The mystery is beguiling, again railway-related after last year's gorgeous Tokyo Express. The work of a master with an eye for contemporary issues and the intricacies and uniqueness of Japanese life. Published by Penguin Classics in paperback on the 1st of May. So just before the final review, let's hear from Nick Louth about his new book, The 2 Deaths of Ruth Lyle.
On April Fool's Day 2023, police are called to a holiday home in the picturesque Devon town of Ilfracombe. A woman lies dead, impaled with a sharpened crucifix. Her bank cards, birth certificate and passport identify her as Ruth Lyle, born in the town on the 9th of February 1957. It cannot be. In 1973, 50 years ago to the day, 16-year-old Ruth Lyle, a pretty and vivacious local girl, was brutally stabbed to death with a crucifix and left in a disused church. A notorious crime. But the same address, the same date of birth, the same weapon. Did young Ruth Lyle really die? If not, then who's buried in her grave? You can't be murdered twice, can you? I am Nick Louth. The 2 Deaths of Ruth Lyle is the first book in my D.I. Jan Talentire detective series. It is published by Canello in ebook and paperback and by W.F. Howes on audio on May the 2nd.
Well, wow, that was brilliantly atmospheric. Thanks very much, Nick. And to end the roundup, another classic. The No Mask Murder by Akimitsu Takagi, translated by Jesse Kirkwood. Japanese crime writing legend and innovator of the form, Takagi, blends contemporary thought and traditional Golden Age tropes to superb effect in this first English edition of the 1949 novel. The Chizumi family are cursed, apparently haunted by a ghost wearing a no mask. When the patriarch is murdered, that mask is found close by. A kind of metafiction as budding crime writer Takagi attempts to solve the mystery. He fails, but gives us an account of events as bloody murder ravages the Chizai family. Reflects the distinct and elegant storytelling of Japan, and riffs on the lockroom mystery. Published in paperback by Pushkin Vertigo. So as I said, short, sharp and to the point. If you check out the program notes, you can find the details on the books. If you've enjoyed the show, please rate and subscribe with your favorite podcast provider. I'll be back with another review show next month, but in the meantime, the interviews will be carrying on as usual, of course. For now, bye, and thank you very much for listening.